Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets, the secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
Hi there. I'd like to share my secret. I found out last year when I was 52 that my biological father was not who I thought it was. My mom had always told me that her first husband was my sister's dad, and then my father also, and when she was pregnant with me, he passed away at the age of 26. Then she married her second husband, and they had my brother, and they then went on to get divorced. When I was in high school, her second husband started saying that he was my biological father. It made a lot of sense to me because I physically resembled him more. I did not look like who she said my father was. And when I questioned her, she said that this was not accurate. So I kind of dropped it and just went on with life. And fast forward to, when I was in my mid-30s, me and her second husband, my stepdad, talked about it more. He really felt like he was my biological father, so we did a DNA test and it was negative, which was really surprising and kind of disappointing. I think I really wanted him to be my father biologically. So then, you know, time went on. I had children, and 2 years ago, my oldest child decided to get his DNA tested, and it came back that he was 35% Irish. This kind of made all of us shrug our eyebrows, like, okay, where did that come from? None on my side, supposedly, and none on my husband's side. So I did mine last year, and sure enough, it came back that I was half Irish. At that time, I had about 6 second cousins pop up on the 23andMe. About a month later, I got a message from a lady who said that she was my aunt. I reached out to her. Long story short, she and my mom, who is since deceased, had been best friends in high school and college, and were actually in each other's weddings. She had 2 brothers, and we concluded that her older brother, Tom, was my biological father. They are 100% Irish, and unfortunately, I won't be able to ever meet him, but I do have my aunt, a cousin, and 2 more half-siblings that I'm excited to meet.
Hi, I just want to thank you for the podcast. Listening to your podcast has given me the courage to speak up and tell my secret. Yesterday, I told my teenage children about my childhood, how I was sexually abused for 11 years, and how when I was 11, I told my secret, and by the time I was 12, I was able to testify in court against my abuser. I had not had the courage to tell my children. Didn't know how I would tell them. Yesterday, I did it, and they were so understanding and said they actually kind of knew something had happened to me, and it just felt so good, and I feel so free telling my children my past, and it is no longer a family secret. So thank you.
Hi there. So a few weeks ago, my husband got a phone call that we needed to head back to New York because my husband's grandmother was ill and that she didn't have much time. So we went back to New York. We stayed with some family, and while we were visiting, we ended up having to take his grandmother to the hospital, the emergency room, to care for her. While she was there, amazingly, during all of this COVID stuff, she was allowed to have visitors in her room. I was the first on her list. During the 4 hours that I got to spend with her, she told me of her first child that she had when she was 14. She had been living in Brooklyn, and her family made her move out of the house, so she was living with a sister, and shortly after having a baby, she had gone out for a walk, and the baby had actually been run over in a carriage. Thankfully, the baby survived, but she realized that at that point, given her life situation, that she should give the baby up for adoption. And that's what she did. When she got older, she told her husband about it, and she told her children, and everyone treated it as if she had done something wrong. So she more or less, like, even though she told them, she kept a lot of her emotions about it to herself. And it's really something that, unless she had told me, is really not talked about with the family. So I kind of feel I now have this, like, mission. So she told me her story while she was on her deathbed. Like, I now have this mission, I feel, to find out who this person is, who this person may have been, and just try and connect that family to the family that they don't realize that they have.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.